Well, good evening and welcome to the Rockland LLC podcast for Monday, December 4th, 2006. My name is Jason and we're online at www.rockland.com. That's www.rockland.com. Well, we've got a packed schedule tonight. We've got three separate things to go over. The first thing we're going to discuss is an update on our Windows Vista project. If you've listened before, we've received a pre-release of Windows Vista, the new operating system from Microsoft. It's already available to corporate consumers, but it won't be available until the individual consumer until January. And we've been testing out some of the hardware that we sell to see if it's compatible and report that back to you in case you're planning on making a computer purchase in the new year and might want to get Windows Vista. You can have some idea if the hardware you already have is compatible, or will be compatible, rather. And you can also have some idea if the hardware that you plan on getting may or may not be compatible. So we've got an update on that. We've also got a new segment. We get a lot of questions from people that are interested in buying wireless setups or other hardware, and they want to know if their computer will support it or if their new computer will that they're planning on getting. And they basically ask for advice on what's the best system to get. And even though we don't sell a lot of desktop software or desktop hardware like DVD, R drives, or memory, we still know a lot about it. We do local, local computer upgrades for customers. We also do special orders for systems, and we do consulting as well. So we're going to introduce a new segment tonight where we give some advice if you're looking to buy a new computer. And the final part of our segment has to do with the H-Field Technologies Wi-Fi adapter, which we reviewed on this program several weeks ago. I've got an update on that, first of all regarding Windows Vista compatibility, and then also regarding the adapter itself. The last time we discussed it on the show, we didn't have the adapter up on our website yet because it was brand new to us, but we couldn't wait to get word out about the product. Now we do have it on our website, so we just want to give a brief overview of that product again and also mention some additional details that the manufacturer provided us regarding Vista compatibility with the H-Field Technologies Wi-Fi adapter, which you can buy on our website right now for a very low price. So to get into the nitty-gritty, we start with the Windows Vista project update. We tested several cards this week. We've been getting a number of emails from people with different suggestions of adapters to test and whatnot. And the more popular inquiries were about the Cisco hardware that we sell. Now, some people have noted that our Cisco inventory is a little bit minimalist right now. We don't have the cards that we used to up there. Part of the reason is that Cisco's discontinued much of their inventory in terms of the 802.11b equipment, like the Cisco 340 and 350 series PCM-CIA adapters. However, we are aware that a lot of our listeners are clients of ours that have bought these cards from us in the past. So, will these cards work if you plan on upgrading to Windows Vista? Well, the Cisco ABG card, which if I have one here and I don't, I was going to read the exact model to you, but it's the one that we have on our website. It ends in AK9. It's the Cisco 802.11 ABG PCM-CIA card, the only one they make that's the PCM-CIA card for laptops. The good news is that card is compatible, and it's also plug-and-play, which means you just pop it in. There's a little balloon that pops up on the lower right-hand corner of your Vista screen, and it says Windows is installing the software for this card or for this hardware, and then it's good to go. And then just like in Windows XP, there's a little icon down there that you can use to detect your wireless access point and connect to it and input encryption if necessary. So you don't even need to install the Cisco Series Wireless software suite on the computer if you don't want to. And to note that, you know, we've got several laptops here we use for testing of wireless cards, and I've noticed that when I install manufacturer software and wireless utility programs on my computer, after about three or four different cards, I start to get conflicts. You get some cards that are being used by multiple utilities from different vendors because the chipset's the same. Sometimes the computer, the wrong utility, is the one that's trying to work with it. and I just can't get the wireless cards to work. So if you have wireless cards installed on your computer already and you're having problems with a new one you just purchased, the best idea is to go in and uninstall the software for older cards you may not use, especially those wireless utilities, which will fill up your taskbar pretty quickly. And also keep in mind that most of these utilities do stay loaded in the memory if you don't uninstall them. So they take up about 5 megabytes and even more of your RAM, even if you don't use them. So with the Cisco ABG in Windows Vista, you don't need to install Cisco's wireless utility suite. And I always recommend to people, if you don't need something specific in the manufacturer's wireless utility that's not available in the XP utility or now the Vista utility, don't install it. There's no need to. The Windows XP utility and also the Windows Vista utility, they fully let you do everything that basic utilities do. You can scan for networks, you can input encryption, you can do all sorts of things. If you need additional functionality, such as the ability to get a numerical output of your signal strength and signal strengths of wireless access points in your range, I'd recommend NetStumbler. That's a software program. It's an open source program. If you just go to netstumbler.com, all one word, click on the downloads link. You can download NetStumbler for Windows, or you can download it, I believe. I'm actually not sure if it's a Linux program. Most of these open source packages are, but I'm not sure about this one. But it definitely works in Windows, and that's something that you can download. It works with a lot of different wireless cards, but not all. But it's just one program, so it's not like if you install 4 wireless cards, you've got to install 4 wireless utilities. You just download NetStumbler. Now keep in mind, NetStumbler isn't a wireless utility. You can't connect to the access points that show up, but you can get some advanced information. So I know we've got some customers out there that have called. They're doing security audits for corporate wireless networks. NetStumbler gives you a lot of information that the XP utility and even some commercial utilities like the Cisco utility simply don't give you. So that's a good idea there. So the Cisco ABG card, plug and play in Windows Vista. What about the Cisco 340 PCMCIA card? Well, I've got to admit to you folks, I was a little bit lazy this week. I only tested for plug and play capabilities on some of these cards. The Cisco 340 was not plug and play. I popped it in. Windows asked for the CD, and I specified I didn't have the CD, tried to install it anyway, and Windows reported that no software was found for the card so that it wouldn't work. But what I did not do was go back and download the Cisco 340 drivers to the computer and try to use the card with XP drivers. Because as you may know from last week, we were able to use XP drivers for the Orinoco Classic Gold card on Windows Vista. I don't know if you can do that with the Cisco 340 or not. I was a little bit lazy and didn't try it, but we will try that this week with some other cards and get back to you on that. But it isn't plug and play, that's for sure. And on that note, I had a conversation this week with the manufacturer of the Wi-Fi adapter, the Hfield Technologies Wi-Fi adapter, and they mentioned something interesting, which I wasn't aware of, and that is that they've also tested their adapter on a pre-release version of Windows Vista, but they informed me that in the very first public release of Windows Vista, that they don't think the adapter is going to be compatible, but that it will be after XP releases some updates to the operating system. And I asked him if Hfield was planning on making a driver for the adapter themselves, and he informed me that had nothing to do with the drivers, that it had to do with some sort of chipset package inside Vista, and that it didn't matter what Hfield did in terms of writing drivers, that XP themselves had to make it work. And so I didn't quite understand everything in terms of what, you know, how the inner workings of the operating system and the adapter went. But what I will say is that he was pretty convinced that the adapter was not going to work as it was when the first version of Vista comes out, even though it did work in the pre-release. So when I tell you that some of these cards are plug-and-play, and some of them aren't, and some of them work with XP drivers, again, as I've mentioned before on this program, I'm not guaranteeing for you folks that this will all be the case when Vista comes out. There are going to be some surprises. Some of these cards, some of you are going to email me and say, hey, Jason, I listened to your podcast and you said this card works in Vista, and I just bought a new Vista system and it doesn't work. What do I do? So, you know, I can't guarantee for you. Basically, what we're doing is we're sitting down with a pre-release and we're doing some testing to give you an idea. And chances are, if the item does work in Vista, there's a good chance, in the pre-release, there's a good chance it's going to work in the actual software. But it's not guaranteed. But what it does mean is that if it works in the pre-release, at least we know that it is compatible in the sense that even if it doesn't work with the actual software, at some point there will be a way to get it to work, whether it's through a third-party driver, a manufacturer, new driver release, or an update from Windows XP. It probably will work at some point in the future. The question will be how long after the software comes out till an update is released. Is it going to be a few weeks, a few months? But we just want to kind of give a general overview. So the Cisco ABG plug and play and the Windows Vista pre-release, Cisco 340 is not. The Compact WL110 PCMCIA card, which is a Orinoco rebadge card. If you're not familiar with what that is, if you go on our website, you can get some more information. But the Orinoco rebadge, Orinoco is a product line that was originally developed by Lucent, was then taken over by Agari, and then Agari was finally bought out. That particular division of Agari was bought out by Progxim. So now Progxim was the last company to manufacture the Lucent Orinoco Classic Gold card, even though I believe they have been discontinued. But during that time, Lucent and Agari allowed other companies to take the same exact hardware and rebrand it with their own labeling. Several companies did this. Two Wire, internet service provider, did this. Compaq was a company that did it. I believe Dell True Mobile may have done it. I know that Alverion has a BreezeNet card that's a rebadged Orinoco. So there were several. Avaya also did it. So there were several rebadges out there that you could get. And it's 100% identical to the Orinoco Classic Gold hardware, but they put on their own firmware. For example, the Compact WL110 has Compact branded firmware and also a Compact branded device ID. So when you put it in the computer sees it as a WL110 card instead of an Orinoco Gold card. And if you have a system like Linux, for example, that requires a specific device ID, oftentimes, even though the Orinoco Classic Gold card is plug-and-play in Linux, rebadge cards are not. They may work with some additional driver configuration, and they may not. But with the Windows Vista, the Compact WL110 card did not work. We attempted to get it to work plug-and-play. It did not work. And then I put in a driver CD, which I happened to have handy, which had both the Orinoco Classic Gold drivers and the Compact WL110 drivers. Neither one of those worked when I tried to use the XP drivers. So it's interesting that the original Orinoco Classic Gold card, which we tested last week, it did work with a manual installation of the Orinoco Classic Gold drivers. However, this Compact rebadge card did not work with an attempted manual installation of the Orinoco drivers or the Compact drivers. So I'm not sure what's going on there, but this part really got me about Windows Vista. I remember in Windows XP with the Compact WL110 card, it would automatically, when you go through the hardware wizard, you specify to check your CD-ROM drive, it would go ahead and set it up with the Compact drivers. But if you wanted to use some advanced programs, you needed to install the card with the Orinoco Classic Gold drivers. And Windows wouldn't do this automatically. If you pointed it to the folder where the Orinoco Gold drivers were, it would say no compatible drivers could be found. But then you could click an option that said, do not search for the drivers, I will specify the location. And you could actually go in and specify the specific driver, the INF file that you wanted to use. And Windows would put a pop-up that says, this driver has not been tested with XP, or it may not work with the device you are using. If you attempt to use it, your system may become unstable. Do you want to proceed? And then you would click yes. It would install the driver to the card, and the driver would work perfectly. And that's how, you know, many of our customers were able to use the Compact WL110 card with the Orinoco drivers. But Windows Vista, folks, does not let you do a manual install like that. You can manually specify where the drivers are found, but if the wizard comes back and says that it can't find any drivers, there is no additional option to manually specify the INF file, the device driver file. So I wasn't able to try and do a force install of the Orinoco drivers using the hardware wizard. Now keep in mind, I haven't done an extensive review of Windows Vista. I don't know it inside and out, so it's possible that there's a way to do it, but it certainly isn't inside the driver wizard, which is where it was in XP, so it's not something that's going to be easy for the average consumer. And that frustrated me a little bit, because I think that some of these cars probably will need some, you know, additional force installation, at least in the early part, until new drivers get released. But you can't do it. You certainly can't do it easily. I couldn't figure out how to do it. And I talked to somebody at Microsoft. No, wait a minute. I talked to somebody about Microsoft and something else. I talked to the guy at Hfield who was telling me about some Windows Vista stuff, and he said that Windows is doing this because they want to make the systems more stable for customers, more secure, more stable, so they're not really allowing you to do different things like that. We didn't talk about this specific issue, but he was talking about his own adapter, the Hfield adapter, the Wi-Fi. And so I have a feeling that the reason they're not letting you do this is because too many customers would try to do force installations in the past and destabilize their system. But it's frustrating when, you know, you're a technical user that is trying to experiment and you can't use that feature. But for now, the WL110 driver, no good. The WL110 card, rather. But what's interesting is another rebadged card we sell, which is a two-wire PCMCIA card. It's also a rebadge of the Lucent Classic Gold card, but with two-wire firmware. That card was plug-and-play, folks. Popped it right in. The little balloon came up, said Windows is installing software for this, and no problem. So that card was plug-and-play. We didn't even need the two-wire CD. So I don't know if that package just happened to be in the Windows Vista pre-release and the other one didn't. But I would have a feeling that if the Orinoco Classic Gold card and the two-wire rebadge are compatible in Vista, probably the WL110 is too. It's just not in this particular pre-release. And maybe Compaq will release an updated driver package. But you can't do a force install, at least not in this pre-release package. So that is one thing to keep in mind when you try to get your hardware to work in a new Windows Vista system. So let's see, we've covered the Windows Vista project. I had wanted to get into some desktop advice, we had some people asking us about the best systems, and since we've done some upgrades of our own around here in-house recently, I had wanted to spend some time at that. But we're approaching the 18-minute mark of the program, and I'm trying to keep the programs to between 15 and 20 minutes, not exceeding 25 minutes. I don't have a set program rate because I like to give all the information, and I'm not, you know, we're not limited by advertising or by, you know, time slots, so I don't need to cut off early, nor do I need to give a bunch of useless information to drag the program out. But we're moving into the 18th minute of the program, and the desktop segment would probably run about 10 minutes. So I think we'll go into that next week. I think we've covered a lot of good information about the Windows Vista project, and I want to end just talking about the Hfield Wi-Fi adapter again. It is up on our website right now. It's a featured product on our main page. You just go there and look at the products on our homepage. You'll see the Hfield Wi-Fi USB adapter. And some of you folks have been purchasing this now in the Zcom kits, and you're very happy with the range. But you email me and you ask me and you ask us, are there any, you know, more powerful antennas, something I could do to just get a little bit more range out of this? And what you can do is buy this Hfield Wi-Fi USB adapter, because even though it's a directional antenna, which means that it doesn't detect access points in a circular area, it only detects them in the area, in the direction that the antenna is aimed. And that might be a downside to some of you that are used to just pressing the scan button and having, you know, all signals detected within the circular area. Even though it's a directional antenna, when we had it aimed at a specific direction of our office, we picked up, I don't remember the exact number, it was somewhere between 18 and 21 access points, folks. Meanwhile, with the Sanao and the Zcom omnidirectional antennas, kits, which do detect in a circular area, we got about 9 with the Sanao and about 11 with the Zcom kit. And keep in mind, we're in a more rural area. We don't have a lot of office buildings and homes around us. So 21 access points, the manufacturer says about 1,000 feet in range, and I would partake that to be accurate, if not even a conservative estimate of the total range that you'll get based on how many buildings are around us. We haven't done any extensive range testing in terms of going out in the car and driving away from the access point, but we'll get to that. But in the meantime, this particular adapter, it rotates on the base. So for those of you that, you know, have in the past purchased cars with like panel antennas where you actually had to hold the antenna up in the air and move it around, I can understand how that would be a little bit frustrating. But this Wi-Fi adapter, it rotates on the base, so you can rotate it in 5, 10, or 15, whatever degree directions you want. Rotate it all around completely 360 degrees and rescan and see which direction gives you the most access points if you're looking to detect to something far away. Of course, if you already know the direction of the access point you want to connect, then it doesn't really matter if you have a directional or an omnidirectional antenna, because you can just point it in the direction of the access point. So if range is the most important thing, you can go online and get this Wi-Fi adapter. The price is, I believe we've got it up there for about $93, either $93 or $89. Boy, I didn't come prepared this week. I have to go and check that out. We either have it for $93 or $89 bucks. Go online to our website and check it out. That's the lowest price you can get it for. We searched around on Google and we found some other vendors selling it for about 120 bucks, I think the price was. So I don't know if the manufacturer is going to continue to give us a great deal on the pricing. So you may want to get one now while they're still under 100 bucks, because this is a phenomenal adapter. And folks, unlike a lot of the long range, the ZCOM, the Sinal stuff, which is all 802.11b, this Wi-Fi adapter is 802.11g. So you get to take advantage of the 802.11g 54 megabit per second speeds with this adapter, which is great for those of you that do a lot of media downloads. If you're transferring from computer to computer or something like that, it's real advantageous if you're working on an internet. But just to close on the product, as I mentioned earlier in the broadcast, we are reporting on our website that this is Windows Vista compatible, because the manufacturer has tested it with a Windows Vista pre-release program. However, they have told us that they do not believe it will be Windows Vista compatible when Windows Vista first launches in January, but they do believe that it will become compatible after a little period of time when Windows releases some updates to the operating system. So we'll keep you posted on that in the January and February months. But if you've got Windows XP, it's very easy to install and set up. So get one today, set that up, and boost your range. And thanks for listening to this, September, October, November, December, fourth month of our Rockland LLC podcast. We appreciate all the feedback you've given us. Keep those questions and emails coming, and we'll keep our broadcast coming, and we'll see you next week. Have a good night.